You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. A special election is set for November 4th, and ballots have already been sent out to voters. In California, voters will also be deciding on a proposal to temporarily revise the map of voting districts. It's known as Prop 50. Joining me in the studio to tell us more is JPR reporter Roman Battaglia. Welcome, Roman.
Hi there, Mike.
So let's start with a basic lesson on what Prop 50 is and why state lawmakers put it on the ballot.
Yeah, so really, to put it simply, this is basically a reaction to conservative states' efforts to redraw their congressional districts. So recently, for those who have not been following it, Trump has been worried about, you know, sinking approval ratings and, you know, a tendency for the opposition party to gain seats in the midterms next year. And so he's been worried about Democrats winning in the midterms and kind of sinking his agenda, his policy agenda, and ensnaring everything and investigations and blocking funding and things like that. So he pressured Texas to redraw their congressional districts in the middle of the decade. Normally you redistrict right after the decade census happens.
Okay, so this starts with the president.
Exactly, yeah. So he pressured them. They passed that back in August, which eliminates or at least makes it a lot harder for five democratically held seats to keep their seats. That effort's currently under a legal battle, but other conservative states are also considering doing the same thing. You know, but as that was going on, California kind of decided that they needed to do something to counteract Texas. So Governor Gavin Newsom proposed to add five Democratic-leaning seats in California to counteract what Texas was doing. We actually also know, I just read that Virginia is also considering doing the same thing right now. Some other Democratic states are also been thinking about it. But, you know, in California, it's different. It's not like Texas where the legislature can just draw the new maps. In most states, lawmakers draw these maps themselves and do that and pass it without anything from voters. But in California, voters created this independent redistricting commission back in 2010, which took that power away from the lawmakers in California. So California basically has to put these newly drawn maps up for a vote in November to see if people will approve them.
Okay, gotcha. So in California, voters will decide on the option to give lawmakers the right to redraw voting districts or keep the current system in place. What are the arguments for and against?
Yeah, so many people who are supporting this redistricting basically see it as a way of fighting back against Trump's authoritarian policies and kind of giving Democrats a fighting chance at winning back the House in next year's midterms because, you know, obviously if they just allow these Republican-leaning states to redraw their maps and make it easier for them to win, then, you know, the Democrats don't have really any chance of winning the midterms. So CalMatters, you know, they have some really good articles about this. They had some guest articles, including by a member of the Redistricting Commission in 2020, Trina Turner. She basically said that it's a necessary action to safeguard American democracy. You know, she said without stepping up and fighting back with like real concrete actions, they're going to allow Trump to continue to exert his power unchecked as Congress has been doing right now. So, you know, the supporters like Turner note, importantly, and I think it's important for our listeners to know that these maps are temporary. They would only last for a couple of cycles. The Independent Redistricting Commission would again redraw the maps after the 2030 census. So they also, CalMatters had another article by a chair of the first redistricting commission in 2010, Janine Rea. She's a registered Democrat, but she says she's worried about the mistrust created by, quote, revenge politics. Also noting that this independent redistricting commission is really popular, even among people who support Prop 50 and this redistricting. Voters approved this commission by 60% back in 2010. You know, Rea says that gerrymandering isn't new, and now isn't the time to sacrifice California's independent model for this kind of short-term political gain.
Okay, so this is a really popular process, and you've been working in collaboration with other public radio stations in California. What would happen to congressional districts in the JPR listening region of Northern California?
Yeah, so we have two districts up here. We have districts 1 and 2. Right now, district 1 is the largest geographically in the state. It covers about far north East California, down through Chico to just north of Sacramento. District 2 starts in Marin County at the Bay Area, and then it basically covers the whole Northern California coast. But a lot would change under Prop 50. District 2 would essentially cover what it did before, but it would go over and cover all of the Northern California border with Oregon, including Siskiyou, Shasta, and Modoc counties. And then District 1 would kind of have this big change where it would stretch from Plumas and Lassen counties all the way down to Santa Rosa. District 1's currently held by Doug LaMalfa, who's a Republican, and this change would put his seat in jeopardy by adding more Democratic strongholds, including Santa Rosa and still having Chico in there.
My guest is JPR News reporter Roman Battaglia. He's covering the controversy in California over Prop 50, which is on the ballot in November. So, Roman, as part of your reporting, you traveled to Modoc County in the far northeastern part of the state. It's the third least populated county and heavily Republican. What'd you hear from people there?
Yeah, so I talked to a few people. They were all pretty opposed to the effort. I talked to Jerry Byrne, who's this rancher, and she's also a county supervisor in Modoc. She's kind of worried that redistricting will disenfranchise these rural voters in the state. The big thing about the Independent Redistricting Commission in California is they need to lump these congressional districts together by common shared interests. So when they created District 1, it was created to group together these communities that rely on natural resources like ranching, timber, and farming, meant to give them all a voice in Congress. And, you know, Byrne says that this isn't a partisan issue for her.
You're supposed to keep communities of interest together. The California has overwhelmingly passed the Redistricting Commission for a good reason, so people couldn't, you know, partisan gerrymander no matter which party it is. And this is a total partisan gerrymandering.
So the people that I talked to, like Byrne, like Doug LaMalfa because he's a farmer and he understands their issues and advocates for them. They're also concerned about the physical size of the district. This new District 2 would become the new largest district by area. And, you know, while all districts are supposed to represent the same amount of population, they cover different areas, and District 2 would have this really big area with lots of different interests to represent from the coast all the way to Modoc County in the east.
Okay, so what makes the rural areas in Modoc County different from the rural Northern California coast? I mean, they're both rural regions.
Yeah, and I think that's something that can be confusing for people who don't live in these rural areas. I mean, there is a lot of farming on the Northern California coast and stuff, and they both have a lot of agriculture. There is even a lot of ranching. I think there's around half the amount of livestock in Marin County as there is in Modoc County. They do have that similar interest, but they do have a lot of different concerns and issues facing them. I think first, the coast is a lot more Democratic than the rural Northeast, even the agricultural areas. But there are also some issues that ranchers face inland that aren't faced on the coast. The biggest one is wolves. So gray wolves, which are federally endangered, are kind of slowly recovering in California, and they're almost all concentrated in this current District 1 where we are right now. So ranchers are concerned about the wolves harming livestock. They can't kill or injure these wolves because they're endangered. There have been at least 46 confirmed livestock deaths from wolves this year up through June, and there were a lot last year. So, you know, they are really definitely a concern for the ranchers, and a lot of them don't want the wolves at all. They want to remove them from the endangered species list to allow them to kill or injure the wolves. The current representative, Doug LaMalfa, supports that, and they're worried that a Democratic representative is not necessarily going to care about their needs and wouldn't advocate for that because he has to represent, you know, other places like the California coast and Marin County, which is really Democratic and liberal, so he's not going to care as much about what's happening over there.
I got you. You also talked with Jared Huffman, the Democratic congressman from District 2, who, if reelected, would represent the new District 2. What did he tell you?
Yeah, so he obviously supports the redistricting effort. You know, he says that California needs to push back against these, you know, extreme partisan efforts in other states. He says that this is only sort of, you know, he notes this is kind of meant to fight back nationally, not necessarily meant to impact California as much, since it does preserve the state-level independent redistricting districts, and it is also only temporary. But he also said that he just doesn't think that LaMalfa is actually good for these rural communities that he's representing right now. He says that he's the complete opposite of LaMalfa.
They've had a full-throated culture warrior for the past 13 years. And I would ask, how's that going? I don't think it's been good for rural health care, for rural economic development. They're watching their forests burn up and climate impacts ravage much of the country because many Republicans deny the science and the reality of climate change. I do not. So I'm going to look forward to that conversation. I think many will find it refreshing.
Yeah, he said that he actually spends more of his time in rural areas than in urban parts of the district because the need is greater. You know, in terms of the wolves, obviously there is a difference between the beliefs. He doesn't think, you know, he's not for delisting the wolves, doesn't think it's viable right now and wants to listen to the scientists. He wants to support these non-lethal options and also notes that there is a livestock compensation fund. You know, if livestock is lost because of wolves, then people can get paid for it. But he does want to work with ranchers to hear their solutions and, you know, work with them. He believes that, you know, if he's talking with people and helping them understand that he's not just a rural elite that – or an urban elite, that people will, you know – would be willing to listen to them. You know, we also already represent some Republican rural areas. So, you know, we'll kind of see what happens if the proposal, Prop 50, goes through.
Okay. Well, that does it for this segment. We're out of time. But thank you so much, Roman. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.